Dan, a lot of family gatherings are marred by unspoken resentment. So how does that start, and what could we do to move beyond it?
Well, it starts this way. I hope so-and-so is not at the table again this year, and if she is, I hope she keeps her mouth shut because she upsets me every time we're together. That's where it begins. I don't want to go. I'm angry at her. She hurts me. So what that is, Mike, is it's simply a wound. If we have trouble letting it go, that means that person and that issue are important to you. There's a need to heal this relationship. And what are you going to do? If I'm the one that's hurt you, and I know that you feel resentful, I need to apologize, even if I am convinced I did nothing wrong.
But let me stop you right there, because if I don't think I did anything wrong, then why should I apologize?
So let's make this personal, Mike.
No, let's not.
So let's say you said something or did something that inadvertently hurt my feelings. Maybe you were stressed that day and were shorter. Maybe I was feeling insecure that day and overreactive. That doesn't matter. What matters is, here's a person you care about, and they experienced hurt because of something you did. Apologies and forgiveness is not a judicial matter. It doesn't matter about right or wrong or who did what. What matters is acknowledging that you've hurt somebody you care about. That's how it begins.
So I could say something like, I'm sorry I made you feel this way.
Right. That's a beginning.
But shouldn't you say, I'm sorry I'm so crazy and I felt this way?
Well, I might say, well, I was feeling a little insecure, but I'm not going to deny my hurt. I was hurt. So, you know, I can say I'm sorry I felt that way, but I prefer just to keep my mouth shut, because what I want from you deeply is I want you to understand that you've hurt me and how you've hurt me. Not so I can beat you up or make you feel guilty, but I want you to understand what happened. And once I feel understood, I can open my arms to you and let it go. And what I need of you is to just listen. Listen without guilt. Listen without defensiveness. Just listen.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.